Cherry by Nico Walker. Read for you by Jeremy Bob. Such use these times have got, that none must beg, but those that have young limbs to lavish fast. Thomas Nash, Summer's Last Will and Testament. And it feels like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Author's note. This book is a work of fiction. These things did never happen. These people did never exist. Prologue. Emily's gone to take a shower. The room's half dark and I'm getting dressed, looking for a shirt with no blood on it, not having any luck. The pants are fucked too, cigarette burns in the crotches, all heroin chic like I were famous already. I go downstairs, Lavinia pissed in the living room. There's a lake of piss. I say, Lavinia, goddamn. Yet low enough that she won't hear me, she's a good dog, just we've been some fucks about house training her. I get the paper towels and a bottle of spray. There's a pack of Pall Malls on the kitchen counter. I shake one loose and light it on the stove. I check the rigs in the cupboard. The rigs in the cupboard are all blood-used and crooked like instruments of torture, and there are two lengths of nylon in the cupboard and a box of Q-tips and a digital scale, two spoons with old cottons in them. The needles on the rigs are dull, but they'll have to do. Emily has to be at school by 10, and it'll be a close-run thing. There won't be time to buy new rigs till afterward. It's 8:40, but I think we'll make it. Black should be on time today, and he'll have something for us, so I'm not worried. I soak the piss up with the paper towels, I wipe the spot down with disinfectant, throw the used paper towels away. Black pulls up in the driveway, and I let him in the side door. He hands me a .45 caliber pistol wrapped in a blue rag, and I say, let me hold another gram. He says, okay. This'll make it 7:20, he says. No problem. I get the scale for him, and he sets the weighing out a gram. I say, it was 3 light yesterday. He knows, but he doesn't say anything. That's how they do it. They short you. They know they shorted you, and then they act like you're the one who's fucked up. Remember I called you about it? He remembers. But he's got to make things stupid because he's a dope boy. I say, come on, don't be fucked up. You said I owe you money for it like it was right, and it isn't like I'm not going to have you together real soon. He says, okay. I go to the stairs and call up to Emily. Hey, sweetheart, Black's here. Come down and do some of this dope with me. She says she'll be down in a second. I split the heroin up and set out some clean spoons, one for me, one for my best girl. I fill a glass with water and draw some out with a rig. I press the water out hard to break up any blood clots in the needle. I draw some more water out and add the water to the spoon. I hear Emily on the stairs, and I stir the heroin up with the water and go over to the stove. Emily says hi to Black. Black says hi. I say to Emily, that's you over there on the counter. She says, thank you, baby. I turn the burner on low and cook the shot on the flame till the shot starts to hiss a little. Then I take it off. Emily's rolled up a bit of cotton for me. She knows I'm in a hurry. Her hair is still wet. I take the cotton and drop it into the spoon. The cotton turns dark and swells. I draw the shot through the cotton and flick the air out of the rig. What's left in the rig looks pretty dark. She says, are you doing all yours right now? Uh-huh. Are you sure that's wise, baby? It'll be all right. If I can't get more real soon, then I don't see as it'll matter. It hurts a little extra when the needle's dull like this. It can make it hard to hit a vein, but I hit a vein no problem, and this is a good omen. It's going to be a lucky day. I shoot it. The taste comes on first, then the rush starts. And it's all about right, the warmth bleeding down through me, till the taste comes on stronger than usual, so strong it's sick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?